This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. WHA issues first global statement on hantavirus as zoonotic disease threat. The World Organization for Animal Health, WHA, has issued its first comprehensive statement on hantavirus, highlighting the growing global concern over this zoonotic disease that poses significant risks to both animal and human health. The statement underscores the need for enhanced surveillance and coordinated response measures across member countries. 180-plus countries, WHA member nations receiving hantavirus guidance, hantavirus disease burden by region, reported cases and surveillance capacity, 2023, 24,000 estimated annual cases globally, 38 mortality rate, untreated, HFRS 20%, countries with adequate surveillance. Source, WHA. Global Surveillance Database, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal. News Coordinated Global Response Framework. WHO's statement establishes a framework for member countries to strengthen their hantavirus surveillance systems and improve diagnostic capabilities. The organization emphasizes the critical role of veterinary services in monitoring rodent populations and preventing spillover events. The statement calls for enhanced collaboration between veterinary and public health authorities, recognizing that hantavirus control requires a One Health approach. Global health initiatives have increasingly focused on zoonotic diseases as pandemic preparedness priorities. Surveillance and prevention strategies, according to the WHO Expert Network, effective hantavirus prevention relies on integrated surveillance of both wildlife reservoirs and human populations. The statement provides detailed guidance on laboratory capacity building and diagnostic protocols for member countries. The organization recommends establishing national reference laboratories capable of confirming hantavirus cases and conducting genetic sequencing. These capabilities are essential for tracking viral evolution and identifying emerging strains that may pose increased public health risks. Regional implementation priorities. WHO identifies specific regional priorities for hantavirus control, with particular emphasis on areas experiencing environmental changes that increase human-rodent contact. The statement highlights the importance of robust surveillance systems in high-risk regions. Member countries are encouraged to develop national action plans that address both immediate response capabilities and long-term prevention strategies. The statement emphasizes capacity building in laboratory diagnostics and quality assurance as fundamental components of effective hantavirus control programs. Enhanced surveillance and coordinated response measures are essential to address the growing global threat posed by hantavirus infections, particularly in regions experiencing increased human-wildlife interface interactions. World Organization for Animal Health. Global Statement, WHO, 2024. Key takeaways: issues first comprehensive global guidance on hantavirus surveillance and control for 180-plus member countries. Statement emphasizes One Health approach requiring coordination between veterinary and public health authorities. Regional implementation focuses on laboratory capacity building and enhanced diagnostic capabilities. Framework addresses both immediate response needs and long-term prevention strategies. Frequently asked questions: what is WHO's role in hantavirus surveillance? WHO provides technical guidance and standards for member countries to strengthen their hantavirus surveillance systems. The organization facilitates coordination between veterinary services and public health authorities to monitor zoonotic disease threats. Why is hantavirus considered a global health priority? Hantavirus poses significant public health risks due to its high mortality rate and potential for outbreaks in areas with increased human-rodent contact. Climate change and urbanization are expanding the geographic range of reservoir species, increasing exposure risks. How can countries implement WHO's hantavirus recommendations? Countries should develop national action plans that include enhanced laboratory diagnostics, wildlife surveillance programs, and integrated response protocols. WHO provides technical support and capacity-building resources to assist member countries in implementation. WHO's statement represents a significant step forward in global hantavirus preparedness, providing member countries with comprehensive guidance for surveillance and response. The organization plans to continue monitoring implementation progress and updating recommendations based on emerging scientific evidence. Enhanced international cooperation will be essential for addressing this growing zoonotic disease threat effectively. Source: WHO statement on hantavirus.